Hello team, it's Gavin here from Growing Younger, and for this week's podcast we've got a very special guest here, Dr. Kylie, who owns Auckland Strength and Performance, isn't it? Is that
Auckland
right?
Health and Performance,
Auckland Health and
close.
Performance. So close enough, close to do my research. So we're part of a networking group, and we were chatting just last week about, you know, health and fitness and all that sort of thing. And Kylie was telling me that she's doing a strength and human performance master's degree, isn't it? A master's degree you're doing? Yeah.
Yes.
And part of that was vitamin D and the role of vitamin D in the body in terms of strength and performance, I suppose. So I thought it's a great topic, certainly as it's been a bit wet and windy and not a great summer. And I think a lot of us, like your clients and my clients as well, definitely been feeling it, to be honest. So what I'll do is I'll let you introduce yourself, if that's okay. Tell us a bit about your past, how you got to where you got to. And then we'll be run over some questions about the importance of vitamin D.
Awesome. Hi, everybody. My name is Dr. Kylie. I am the owner of Auckland Health and Performance. I'm a sports chiropractor. I was put on the planet to help inspire people to take better care of themselves. So I'm extremely passionate about health, fitness, wellness. And my vehicle at the moment is a sports chiropractor. So if there's anything, the only thing I know about is health and fitness, really. I've done several degrees, and now I'm doing my master's degree in strength and performance. So I'm excited to share a bit about what I'm learning at the moment.
That's awesome. It's obviously really good to have people like yourself on, right? So look, tell me, like, because I'm not even sure myself, what's the difference between a sports chiropractor and a general chiropractor? Because you are very different, aren't you?
I like to think so.
Yeah. No, you are for sure. Like everything I see, like on your Instagrams and stuff, is way different to like a lot of other chiropractors out there for sure. So
yeah, I think what's led me to sports chiropractic is it's a bit more integrated. My background has led me to sports chiropractic.
Sure,
I started in exercise science and movement and biomechanics, and then I did chiropractic, I suppose. So the question, that doesn't really answer the question, but a chiropractor specifically is a traditional chiropractor is really only focused on the spine and how that moves. Whereas a sports chiropractor is looking at how the entire body moves.
Right.
We tend to use different techniques. So a lot more muscle based techniques, as well as spinal techniques as well. But our primary focus is really helping people move better. And that's probably the distinct difference. Although some other chiropractors would debate that as well. So I suppose it would be spine only versus the entire body would be probably one of the major differences.
Cool. I love it. It's fantastic. So what will we jump into then, right? So I'll jump off the first question really is like, why is vitamin D important for our health? Like, because people talk about it a lot. You may have heard it on the TV or read about it, but like, it's quite an important vitamin, isn't it? So why is it important for our health?
Oh, it's so important. It's so important.
So important. That's enough. That we
it's
need to
so
know.
Important. It's just so important. On many levels, it's so important. I suppose the first thing to know about vitamin D is that it's actually a hormone in the body.
Right.
So it's not only a vitamin, but it's superior to other vitamins, I think, because its actual function, it functions a lot like a hormone. It has massive effects right across the board in regards to bone strength, bone mineralization, as well as like glucose metabolism and how your body controls how it manages blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It affects calcium absorption in the body. It can improve and change your mental health. So one of the things, we're all really cold in Auckland at the moment. There's not a lot of sun. We didn't really have much of a summer. And there's something called seasonal affect disorder, which means when our vitamin D levels are really low, we kind of get a little bit sad,
cool.
As in seasonal affect disorder. And that's been related to low vitamin D levels. So again, across the board, vitamin D can have a huge impact on musculoskeletal health, insulin, glucose metabolism, as well as bone mineralization. So neuromuscular effects, immune effects, and bone health effects, as well as the mental health stuff. So again, it's pretty important.
Sure. But like, what's interesting is like, obviously our client base at Growing Younger is 40 and above, right? So you've just ticked off all those benefits to people with that, right? Because we do have lots of people with diabetes for sure. You know, as you're getting into ladies in menopause, the bones are at risk of osteoporosis and all that good stuff, right? So are you saying, like, if they were to supplement with vitamin D, would be beneficial for the longevity? Is that what we're kind of saying, or?
You know, it depends. Cool. Is the answer always in musculoskeletal and exercise rehab at the moment. But the primary thing we get vitamin D from is the sun, right? So it's really important to get a little bit of sunshine, and that's really important to come from natural sources. I tend to always recommend getting things from natural food sources as the primary source. So supplements are supplements. They supplement a well-rounded whole diet. And so we probably want to first start talking about, where do you get vitamin D from? You're going to get vitamin D from the sun. So vitamin D is actually what we call an inert substance, which means that it's not biologically active. So vitamin D has to be absorbed through the skin, through the liver and the kidneys, and then the small intestines to become active.
I see. Okay.
So one, we need to get a certain amount of sunshine. So that's going to depend on where you are in the world, what color of your skin is. Are you darker skin tone? Do you have lots of melatonin? And then there's obviously, you know, proceed with caution in regards to, you can't have too much of a good thing of anything, skin cancer, and then getting enough vitamin D. So specific, I think it's the recommended daily dose of sunshine is anywhere between 2 to 12 minutes, depending on those things.
Is it that little?
It is that little. Oh, and on large portions of your, you know, large skin surfaces, yes, as well. So legs and arms.
Yeah.
I'd have to, you know, double check on the exact recommendations of, but it is somewhere like 2 to 12.
Oh, okay, interesting. Okay.
It's not some,
it's like my t-shirt tan in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting loads of it. That's cool. So, like, in terms of like food and things, like, where do you get it from? What are the main foods that's easy accessible to us, do you think?
Well, you and I are both in health and fitness, so good, yeah, well-rounded whole diet, full of good things like meat, vegetable, nuts, and seeds. One of the main sources of vitamin D is going to be oily fish. I think back in the 50s and 60s, people were using a lot of cod liver oil. So oily fish like salmon, right, things like that. Okay. Eggs, egg yolks, organ meat, kind of the gross stuff, but kidneys and livers and things like that. But eggs and oily fish are probably the main sources of vitamin D from our diet.
That's cool. So what would you say to people who are a bit like, some, because obviously lots of misinformation out there and people are a little bit concerned of eating egg yolks in particular, or maybe oily fish because of there's too much fat in it or whatever. Like, what would you say to that? Like, moderation, or?
I think that's always a good response. You know, I'm always a whole rounded, well diet, well-rounded balanced diet is always recommended. Fat is really good for us. Fat produces cholesterol, and cholesterol is really important for our heart health. It creates all our hormones in our body. So there's a lot of misconceptions around fat and its negative benefits. There's a lot of misinformation around having a high fat diet or not, or fat being bad for us.
Yeah, sure. No, there is, like, and people, like I always say to people, like, it is always moderation. You need a balance of everything. Fats, carbs, the whole lot. Like, you can't just go crazy on one or the other, because you're going to be deficient in certain things by doing that, you know, which is interesting. All right, cool. So with I guess I'm trying to figure out the dosages. So it's like, if you go in the sun 2 to 12 minutes, let's just say, like, how much vitamin D are in those food groups that we're looking at? Is it measurable? Is it, or like, what is it?
I mean, it is measurable. There are certain milligrams in each of those foods. Now, you don't want to quote me on exactly how much milligrams is in each vitamin D, but I think the most important thing is you can get a test from a doctor to ensure that to figure out if you are deficient in vitamin D or not. So that is simply a GP can get that information for you. So I'd probably recommend that people do that to ensure that they've got the appropriate levels. You want to be taking, the recommended daily intake for vitamin D is 1,000 international units a day. That's quite low, to be honest. The research that's coming out in the last 5 to 10 years has probably doubled, if not quadrupled, that recommendation. Mm-hmm. I personally take 4,000 international units because an international unit is kind of just a generic term that's kind of pulled out of a statistical kind of what we call a statistical ANOVA and most people need roughly between 2,000 to 4,000 international units a day. So one pill generally in a supplement bottle is going to be 1,000. I personally take 4 of those.
Wow. Okay. So is that just because you've been doing this research, or is that something you've done for a while,
Well, something I've done for a while, because it's quite common knowledge that how they came up with those recommendations is quite vague. So that it was just randomly chosen that 1,000 international units was what was recommended.
Sure.
But more and more research is coming out that we need actually a little bit more than that.
Right. Very interesting.
So it's recommended about 1,000, but more recent research is coming out that it's probably double, if not quadruple that.
That's amazing. So honestly, I started kicked off there, but definitely this year, obviously the summer hasn't been great. And you've seen the moods of people as well. And going through that rain the last 2 months or so, like for us as a business anyway, we would get lots of conversations with people coming in. And the feedback was, is that like, you know, exhausted, tired, stressed, way more than we kind of experienced last year, I think, because of the weather. I think there's definitely something in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's good. All right. So I've only got one or two more questions to ask you, I think, because you've answered them all, which is fantastic. Where are we? No, that's good. So supplements then, right? Because like, you know, some people are really skeptical of supplements. Have you got any brands that you would recommend, or what do you take, or are you allowed to recommend something, or what would be the thing?
I think I'm allowed to recommend. I'm not sure as a chiropractor if I'm allowed to recommend. Probably not allowed to recommend, actually, but I will give this advice with caution.
Yeah, and say what you take. I mean, because nobody can argue with that.
I'll say what I personally do. That's probably safer.
Yeah.
I take something called Clinician's Choice. Or I think it's called Clinician's Choice. That's available from like the Chemist Warehouse. Yeah. That's a liposomal. What do they call like a liposomal delivery? Which means that it's been proven to be absorbable, much a higher a bioavailability rate.
Right.
That comes in a liquid. I think, that's about, again, 4,000 international units a day for me. There are what we call higher grade supplements available, which are practitioner only supplements. That's, what are those called? Metagenics is one.
Right. Okay.
Available from naturopaths, chiropractors, and natural healthcare practitioners. And then you've got bioceuticals. That's also available from Chemist Warehouse, for example.
Okay, fair enough. So like, it's interesting because like when we just started just promoting supplements within our business at the minute. And one of the things like things like turmeric, for argument's sake, you know, if it's not sort of paired with piperine and it doesn't absorb, the bioavailability is quite, but it doesn't happen, right?
Yes.
So what would someone, for a consumer looking to buy supplements for vitamin D, what would they need to look for as in a good and a bad supplement?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would suggest that it's one that you take vitamin D with fat.
Right.
Right, because that's why eggs are brilliant, because it, you know, they're high in vitamin D and they've got a little bit of fat in. So that's why I'll always say have an egg.
Yeah, sure.
Or two or four eggs if you want to get 30 grams of protein. But eggs are a great way to get it in. But take your supplement with some sort of fat, like with olive oil. That's why cod liver oil is really, really good as well, because vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A, D, E, and K are fat soluble vitamins. Right. So that's basic science.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I actually, that Clinician's Choice one I take comes with vitamin K.
Right.
And if any of your patients are a little bit older and tend to bruise easily, one of the signs that you're deficient in vitamin K is that you bruise easily.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. It's quite common in probably the 50 plus group.
Right.
I walk into the side of the bed, or you know, do tiny little things, and you get easily break broken capillaries or bruising.
Sure. Yeah.
And that can be a sign of low vitamin K.
Yeah, cool. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. So like, if you asked, I guess if somebody was concerned about they had low vitamin D, like what would be some of the symptoms that they're experiencing, which would lead them to think, oh, maybe I need to go see the doctor to get a test? Like what would be the signs for that?
Well, I think the big one that we just have spoken about is that seasonal affect disorder, the feeling of, you know, melancholy, blue, I'm sad. And then unfortunately, the symptoms are going to be very vague.
Right. Okay.
Which would lead people not to take action.
Sure. Yeah.
Fatigue, tiredness, brain fog, you know, some glucose, insulin issues. So that's the sad thing about it, is that it's so subclinical and it sneaks up on you, which is why we get deficient in these things, because the symptoms aren't that obvious.
Yeah, sure. No, it's interesting. I mean, I must admit, like I wouldn't have ever thought to go to the doctor for a vitamin D check. Just wouldn't even think about it. Like, just wouldn't. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I think it's that important that it should be in with a breast screening and a bowel screening. I think it's that important that people check their vitamin Ds.
Sure. Do you know, I could now know that, like, because I get this all the time. I'm down in the dumps and tired. I might just start recommending, look, when you want to speak to your doctor about a vitamin D deficiency, because it sounds like it's worthwhile getting it done, doesn't it?
Because there's so much research proving that it has such broad effects. When we started this conversation in regards to, you know, bone health, energy levels, glucose metabolism, mental health, like it's just one of these things that can be very adaptable to the body.
Yeah, sure. So I'll ask you one more thing, because I know we offline spoke about it was a diabetes thing, wasn't it? Right. So like when you mentioned the glucose thing, like how does that work? Like how does it benefit the glucose uptake and all that good stuff in terms of diabetes?
Well, that's quite a complex physiological question.
Your job to simplify.
Hard to simplify, actually. But it's all to do with how the liver and pancreas function, and that vitamin D, how vitamin D is integral in that functioning at the liver and the kidney level.
Right.
So vitamin D has a huge effect at that level of the human physiology. So that would probably be the easiest way to answer that question.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's right. I mean, there's some stuff I guess you couldn't measure anyway, isn't it? It's like you just how you feel, I guess, isn't it? It's how you're feeling and how your body's responding, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. That's cool. Well, look, I'm out of questions. That's fantastic. So if obviously some of our listeners wanted to sort of find you, because you're only in East Tamaki, which is not far away, like how can they find you? What are your sort of Instagram-y stuff, and how can they follow you?
My business is called Auckland Health and Performance. So you can type that into YouTube and to Instagram and to Google, and it should come up.
Well, that was awesome. It was so informative. Really appreciate you taking time out of your rest day to come and have a chat to me today. So there you go.
You're welcome.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.